Psalm 141, the soul that fears becoming what it hates. Psalm 141 is not only a prayer for deliverance from evil people. It is a more searching prayer than that. Lord, do not let evil outside me become evil inside me. That is the psalm's unusual greatness. David is surrounded by traps, slander, and violence, yet his first deep fear is not merely that enemies will wound him, but that their world will reshape him. He asks for protection over his mouth, his heart, his appetites, his companions, even his response to correction. This is whole person holiness. Let my prayer be set before you like incense. In Israel, incense and the evening offering belong to the daily life of the sanctuary. Excavations at places like Arad remind us that ancient worship was not vague or private. It had smell, smoke, gesture, and hour. David may be far from public worship, yet he knows something profound. When one cannot reach the altar, prayer can still rise toward God as sacrifice. For Christians, this becomes even richer. Prayer does not replace atonement. It travels on the strength of the one final offering of Christ. Hebrews 13:15, Revelation 8:3-4. Then comes the startling body language of the psalm. Set a watch before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. The Hebrew image is almost architectural. The mouth is a city gate. In the ancient world, gates were where judgment, trade, and danger all met. If the gate was unguarded, the city was exposed. David understands that speech is never a small matter. After Psalm 140's poisoned tongues, Psalm 141 turns inward. Lord, guard me from answering venom with venom. James will later say the same in New Testament light, James 3:2-10. But perhaps the sharpest line is this. Don't let me eat of their delicacies. Evil is not only cruel, it is often attractive. It comes plated. Western readers can miss how much table fellowship meant in the Bible. To eat was to share life, loyalty, and influence. David is not just rejecting bad behavior, he is rejecting the seduction of belonging to the wrong company. Augustine often described sin as disordered love. Here David asks God to interrupt that disorder at the level of taste. So verse 5 lands like a holy shock. Better the blow of the righteous than the feast of the wicked. Reproof is oil on the head. Not insult, but healing, welcome, even consecration. Calvin saw here the rare humility that prefers painful truth over flattering ruin. Many of us would rather be admired than corrected. David would rather be wounded into wisdom. Even the grim image of bones scattered like ploughed ground is not despair. In Judea's rocky soil, ploughing turns up pale fragments against dark earth. David names how near death feels. Yet he lifts his eyes to the Lord. That is faith, not prettifying pain, but refusing to look away from God. A fitting hymn is, "Take my life and let it be," especially for a psalm that offers lips, hands, heart, and will back to God. Suggested cross-references. Proverbs 27:6, James 3:2-10, Hebrews 13:15, Revelation 8:3-4, Psalm 19:14. Prayer. Lord, make my prayer true, my speech guarded, my heart unbent toward evil, and my appetite unwilling to feed on what poisons the soul. Give me grace to welcome honest rebuke. Fix my eyes on you in danger, and lead me safely past every snare. In Jesus Christ, amen.